This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for us to go down the road of talk, news talk. The radio world every week waits with bated breath to find out what's going on, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, in the world of news talk radio. So we have a list of 10 stories that prepared by the staff and management at Talkers Magazine, the people on the list, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I have an expert cast of people who know their way around. They can't get lost in the news talk world, and they are, not necessarily in any order, Joe Crummy, who is a broadcaster of some note, also plays the guitar once in a while when he's on the air. He's always mumbling something in the background. He has a podcast that's evil called Evil Thoughts. You can check that out every day of the week at iTunes or wherever you can buy groceries. You find it there.
It's everywhere.
The other people participating in our conversation include Victoria Keelan, who is a member of the staff at the DJV show, and Jennifer Horn, who's also a member of the staff on the DJV show, with their expertise. And once in a while, Kara Schillen will jump in with her thoughts, perhaps on things that are of import. The stories this week, number 10, the usual sports talk radio stuff. Actually, more discussion about the bad boys of sports talk radio than what's going on in the world of sports. It's sort of been sidetracked somewhat. I'm at a talk radio convention in Dallas this week, and much of the conversation has been about the trouble some of these sports hosts have gotten themselves into by not using their head in this day and age. And so that became another discussion, and maybe later on, Victoria, you have this discussion with Michael Harrison about how things are changing in the real world of the bad boys and the bad girls. Because there now are bad girls, I put bad in quotation marks, because it seems in an era where we want to compete with men and be held in the same echelon, whether it's sports talk radio, because there are a number of women now doing sports talk, and then in the regular world of news talk radio, we have people who are doing things differently. Dana Lash is one of them. It's been a focus here because of not necessarily what she's doing on the air as much as her being a spokesperson for the NRA. So maybe my question to the two of you, Jennifer and Victoria, is what impact really are women having? Do we see a change? Do you think that because there is the Me Too movement that's affecting almost everything, it's also affecting women's conduct in news talk radio circles or in being on the air in general in the talk circumstances?
Well,
you've been doing this. Well, both
talk
of them have been
radio,
doing it for a while.
Yeah, I think talk radio in general, I think, is seeing a slow movement towards including more females outside of roles of giggle girls, because I think for a long time, you had a lot of number twos that were being held by women. Now I think Ellen Kay in Los Angeles is a great example, not necessarily talk radio, but she's like killing it in mornings, doing her own morning radio show. She was a sidekick to Ryan Seacrest for a long time. In the sports radio world, though, I don't see a lot of movement. You still see women as sideline reporters. I used to, as a kid, I used to always want to be a hockey play-by-play person. I just
you would rock
hockey.
At that. That would be so
no,
cool.
I don't. But that was like one of my little kid dreams, is because I loved hockey and I loved watching Bob Miller do the broadcast of the Kings, and I don't know that that's even a reality today. It definitely wasn't when I was a kid. You didn't see women doing that very often at all, unless you're looking at maybe college sports or minor league sports. So I think there's still a lot of room for women to grow in terms of their role in sports radio. It's probably getting better, but it's still there's a lot of room for improvement.
And there are certain sports, and hockey's definitely one of them, and baseball's probably like 1A to that, that they're just very, very few women's voices, or you know, don't see them at all. There's a few hometown, like each hometown team for hockey has a female type analyst who kind of just is there, really. But
do they have to work harder at the craft, Victoria, than men doing the same thing?
I think women who do sports broadcasting have to work three times harder than the men because already it's stacked against them. The audience already doesn't really take them that seriously because, especially for baseball or for men's hockey, they haven't played the sport or football. So it's hard to even if you didn't play, even if the guys played Pop Warner football, they've at least played the game. And so it is hard to have that credibility when you've never really done it. So I think that that's definitely stacked against them. And then, you know, like Jen said, there's a lot of sideline reporters. They're not taken seriously. Even men who are very open-minded. My husband is a sports producer. He wants to see a lot more equality in it. But, you know, even he sometimes just kind of makes a face at Erin Andrews, like, oh, she's useless. You know, like, she's not adding anything. So
a lot of window dressing. And that's the thing with sports, is that there are a lot of women who are just beautiful women and who know a little bit about sports, but maybe aren't there to do it. I guess they aren't taken as seriously, and maybe they themselves are there for different reasons.
Well,
and
you know,
that is so true. That is so true, Jen. There are a lot of women, and I don't like saying this, but it is true. There are a lot of women who get into sports broadcasting to meet the players and marry somebody. So that's totally true.
You know, as a dude, watching, like, as a Yankee guy, I watch Meredith Marakovic, I believe that's who it is. And as a guy, I think you guys are right. I'm kind of suspicious. But the thing is, do you know the game? And I think Meredith Marakovic for the Yankees does. And as soon as I see, okay, she understands the game, then it's okay with me. But you're right. I'm kind of suspicious as a guy.
Right.
And I like, why are you here? Get out of here, right? But if they sound like they know what, and the thing is, you're right, because if they don't know what they're talking about, then it's evil and bad. Then it's like, okay, now get out.
Evil.
It also gives other women a really hard time, because there are women who, like Jen, genuinely loves hockey. Jen could call a hockey game.
Right. It's got to sound like you mean it, like you know what you're talking about. It's very important.
The window dressers, they're the ones who just kind of make it hard for other women who genuinely have an interest in it. So there's like Jen said initially, there's a lot more movement that needs to happen in sports broadcasting for women.
Up next on the countdown, the review of the hot hits in talk radio, a focus on Ryan Seacrest for reasons that may be obvious and maybe not, because there are two reasons for him being on people's minds. We'll get to that in a matter of moments as the overview of the countdown, the hot hits in talk radio, continues on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder for those of you who are employers, if you're looking for the absolute best candidate, and why would you not want to, will you take your job seriously? Find the right people for the job that you need to enhance your business. Move your business forward. Get the right people by using ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to hundreds of webs, job boards, and then in 20 to 24 hours, you'll get back replies from people that have already been reviewed by the folks at ZipRecruiter. Not really the folks, but the software. It's a fabulous program, smart matching technology that's not equaled by anybody else who's in this business. So if you want to have fast, efficient, and really great response to a job that you've posted, go to ZipRecruiter.com. Find out how they're different. You can use them the first time free because you use the code DJV, and that will allow you to use ZipRecruiter free. So you log on to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and look, post the job that you need to have filled. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. ZipRecruiter.com. Get that new hire. Get to work on it today at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days. So you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 324-18.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners. Come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
16 past the hour, Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Joe Crummy, and the focus on Ryan Seacrest, the allegations against him, and the beginning, once again, of American Idol. Where do we go first? The allegations mount to anything?
There's a connection, right?
There is a connection. How's the connection? Well, of course.
Because he's very important to a number of large corporate entities, but I think they want to protect him at all costs.
Well, what does that mean, protect him at all costs? If if they find out that he has done something that's wrong and they're still protecting him, it'll cost that company or those companies.
I won't argue about that. That's also true. I just think they're invested in him in Idol. I think he's an important component of the program. My understanding, he's on the show. And he's an important component.
Well, he's an important component for lots of different entities, radio and television entities. So, Jennifer, did he do it or not? Is he guilty?
I don't know. I don't know. Really, that's just my honest answer. I think that the second allegation seemed much more serious than the first, but I'd like to believe that he didn't.
It's all from the same woman, right?
Yes.
No, there's two. Isn't there two separate ones? The first one he overcame. The second one was the one that dated back, and I think that's the one that seems to have people kind of corroborating her
story. The stylist, he had a stylist, right? And then there was a woman who corroborated, said, she watched him do. There was one thing that was weird about the time that he had, but I don't get it, is he has a woman that would tie his shoes.
Don't you want one?
I'm not saying that. I can tie my own shoes. I don't know what that's about.
There's video of the stylist tying his shoes, too, that they tried that his team used as like evidence that he was uncomfortable with it or something.
Do people not give some leniency to something that happened? There's nothing about me that thinks this is condonable. But this is 2004 we're talking about. A kid came to town in the 1990s. He's worked hard, radio, television. He set his heart and his mind on something that he's been extraordinarily successful at, household name. And so somebody comes along, and whether this is on E because they buried it, or whether she's looking for something after 13 years.
Well,
even if she's right, what is at this point? How does it relate to him today, and the person he is today?
Yes,
are we guilty once and therefore guilty forever?
I don't know. The people that I know that have worked with him, and Joe, just being in the market that he kind of really blew up in Los Angeles, I know we probably know a lot of people that have worked with Ryan, and everybody that I know that has worked with him said this seems so out of his personality, that this doesn't seem like something he would do. But again, some people's idea of a joke or humor is someone else's version of sexual harassment, and it seems that this person didn't just come to the table 14 years later. Instead, she was telling people all along that she was having a problem with it. That's always what makes me wonder.
She says he continued to act that way all through the last 13, 14 years?
I mean, he hasn't
worked with him that long, but...
Right. He may have meant no harm by it. Maybe he made a joke or, you know, he was just being funny. She took it in a different way, but if she went to HR and was documenting it all along, it's going to be harder for him to overcome, I think.
21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now it is 23 and change after the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, overviewing the charts for the week of March 5th to the 9th, courtesy of good broadcasters like Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen. I'm at the what they call the Talk Show Boot Camp in Dallas. Many other broadcasters are here. I'm participating in a panel later on entitled Talk Radio's New Rules of Listener Engagement. And I looked at that when the guy says, okay, I want you to participate. And I thought, there's so much jargon in there. What is it? And that's what happens a lot of times. That's why I don't do many of these anymore. Cause
what are you going to say?
It's kind of laughable. The new rules of listener engagement. They aren't any different than the old rules. You better be an interesting, and maybe part of this is you can't do what we were talking about before anymore. But if you're any good at what you were doing, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to be Don Imus, who called people names and is the same off the air as on the air. Glenn Beck was at this event yesterday talking about his friendship with Don Imus and that he's exactly the same off the air as on the air. I think we pretty much all knew that. And Don Imus is the old. He's gone. He's done. Because he didn't follow the rules. Well, he's older. I don't know whether that's part of it. He certainly paid the price for being inappropriate. And is that part of the new listener engagement that we're talking about? Is it? Do you listen differently? Joe, you're a pro. Do you listen differently to the people that you like on the air than you used to? Are you more critical? Do you listen for stuff? I wonder if they're going
to... Well, you know what? Because I'm a lot like you. What I'm interested in is interesting. Does the host have something to say to me? And name-calling doesn't impress me that much. I've always, and this does not change in broadcast, that, you know, what does the host bring to the table? What do you got for me? Why are you, you know, this is what I'm always...
You better have the listener in mind.
Yeah. Right. And there were many times, Doug, and you and I both worked at KABC, there were many times on the air where I'd be doing a show and I'd be saying to myself, why am I behind the mic today? I don't have anything to say. I don't belong here. To me, that is a privileged position to be in front of the mic because I'm asking you to listen to me. And if I'm going to ask you to listen to me, then I got to have something for you. And I listen, the first thing I listen to when I hear a host is, what do you got for me? And if you don't have anything for me, I'm like, you know, I'm not there. So it never even gets to, you know, are you being politically incorrect, etc. I'd be much more willing to entertain the boundaries there if you have something to say to me. That is.
See, I never have suffered from that. I think I always have something to say.
Well, there you go. Right.
As a matter of fact, I was introduced once. Yeah, here I am. This is Doug Steffen. He always has something to say when there's nothing to be said.
Right.
Somebody on their tombstone.
It does it so well. Yeah, that, it does it
so
well.
My epitaph. Right. Thank you, Victoria. So, about Victoria, you worked at a lot of different circumstances, doing different kinds of listener engagement on talk radio, whether it's radio stations or program like this, or working at Sirius XM. So, are the rules different now than when you got started? Do you feel like you have to be thinking about things differently?
No, because I think, I don't think so. I think I'm with you. I think the rules are the same. If you're good and you're engaging and, you know, interested people are interesting. And so I think if you're passionate about what you're talking about or if you're interested in the subject matter, then you will come across as being interesting. Whether people agree with you or not, that's fine. But I don't think there's anything different. I think it's just, I think too many people try to recreate the wheel and it's not necessary.
Trying to be like everybody else who's been successful. There's one Rush Limbaugh. That's it. Not
There's
the,
one Howard
the wannabes
Stern.
Need
I
to go away.
Howard
one
Stern.
Howard Stern.
Yeah.
One Victoria Keelan. One Joe Crummy. One. That's it. So don't be copying because it doesn't work. People
right.
see through that stuff. They know
yep.
what's going on.
Totally true.
Yeah. So in this circumstance, I don't know. I think one of the things that we have to keep in mind that there are things that management is much more concerned about than they used to be. Maybe that's then we're playing to management instead of listeners, which can be a way to get tripped up. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, previously there were only two ways to own a car. You could buy it or lease it. But Volvo have come up with an ingenious subscription plan where owning a car is just like your cell phone, and it even covers insurance. The plan is called Care by Volvo, and it is a hassle-free way of owning a car, and you can change it every 12 months. Owners pay $600 or $700 a month, depending on the trim level, and everything from tires to windshield wipers is included. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
On today's Tech It Out Minute, I wanted to talk about a new pair of headphones, especially for those who like to exercise. It's the LG Tone Pro Bluetooth headset, and it's available for $69 at Best Buy. The LG Tone Pro Bluetooth wireless stereo headset are wireless earbuds, but there is a comfortable curved band that rests behind your neck, which powers the earbuds and delivers outstanding sound quality with very well-balanced audio, lows, mids, and highs. Plus, these earbuds include dual microphones for when a call comes in. I also like the LG Tone Pro's smart features, like the ability to leave yourself a voice memo through these headphones. You can track the earbuds if they're misplaced, and battery life lasts up to 10.5 hours for music and up to 16 hours of talk time. More info is at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Four at the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, happily engaging you with information about what's going on in News Talk Radio World, courtesy of our friends at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can go to talkers.com and see the list there. Find out else where in their whole overview of the world of talk radio, things that are new this week, new hires, where's someone going to be on a station, all that good stuff. It's really sort of the inside. And there's Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there, too. Very entertaining material. So, sort of the inside of talk radio. We're going through the list with the joke. Crummy, I was going to say Joe Curry. I don't know where that came from. Victoria Keelan.
Oh, he's good, too.
And it is very good. Black Panther, the success of the movie, the new movie, A Wrinkle in Time. What does, I saw the Black Panther, thought it was quite good. Victoria, Joe, did you both see the Black Panther?
I have not seen it yet.
I've seen really? It. Yeah, I like the
spoiler end. Alert. Do you want to, shall we spoil it for Victoria or not?
No.
What do you say? No! No. Okay. A Wrinkle in Time is supposed to be
that
something that will engage everybody in the family. And so one wonders, there's such, I find the interesting thing about having so many different channels that you can watch is there is a lot of variety in what you can, there seems to be, in the movie world anyway, there's lots of focus on action and violence and CGI and all that stuff. But then there, once in a while, is a good story that comes through, even with all that stuff in there. I think that's what the Black Panther is about. I haven't heard too much about A Wrinkle in Time, other than it's a great story. So let's see what happens. But you look at the television selections that are available, what you can get from various cable channels, what you can get from Netflix or whatever it is that you're using. There's so much stuff there. One wonders, and I talk to the people on my staff who DVR stuff, and I wonder when they have time to do it. I don't watch my, I mean, there are two or three programs that I want to watch during the course of the week, but most of the stuff I catch up on when I'm flying back and forth across the country every week. And that's where I find, you know, what's going on with a lot of the shows that I have liked but can't keep up with. Joe, how do you keep up with the things that you want to watch? It almost is necessary for us to do this to know what's going on some of these shows that are so popular, because the pop culture aspect of our conversations is important in terms of engaging the audience. So,
you know,
as far
I think
as you're
really
concerned.
Funny because, right, you know, when I used to fly back and forth across the United States, I would do the exact same thing. That's where I would catch up on a lot of shows, because you're stuck and you're on the plane, and it would be great. As a matter of fact, sometimes I would watch, I don't know, something like, you know, Bill O'Reilly in New York as we'd take off, and I'd fly to L.A. and I'd land, I'd go into my kitchen and have dinner, and Bill O'Reilly would be on again. You see
right.
again.
Same
you know,
thing.
It's like, oh,
yeah.
my God.
Right.
But I don't have the appetite for the entertainment. I know maybe the way you do, and I should probably be trying harder on that. But, you know, I just don't keep abreast of a lot of the shows, and I know it's a bad thing to do, but on my podcast, Evil Thoughts, if something comes up, I'll read everything I can about it and watch all the mm-hmm. clips. I mean, so I cheat yeah. that way, but I don't watch. I just don't have the time. You know, I don't know how people do it, but I just don't have the
consuming.
Time for it.
Yeah. It is. Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts, the podcast that comes out every day on iTunes. You can find it wherever
yes,
you get your podcasts. Victoria, in terms of what I know enough about you because we're on the air together every day,
mm-hmm.
You don't really have you don't watch television. You watch things on Hulu or Netflix. That's pretty much it, right?
We don't have cable, but we have PlayStation View, which gives you all of the major networks and stuff, so we pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to what you were saying about not having time, people tell us all the time, oh, you've got to see this show and you've got to see that. And our answer is just, we don't have the capacity to add anything right now. We just can't add a new show. So if a show ends, then we might be able to, you know, cycle in something new, but we don't really add anything new at this point.
Yeah,
it's just really, we're oversaturated.
You know, it was funny. I was watching after.
Go ahead, Joe.
You know, after the Olympics at the Winter Games had stopped, I heard some kind of I think it was a promotional announcement, and it was something. It was like what to watch next, and I said, "Look, I'm too busy. Thank you, but I mean, it's like I got other stuff I got to do."
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to be a sign of the times in terms of how we get our entertainment. And it's really very interesting because I was talking about this radio conference. Most of the people who are listening to the radio or various audio are doing it in their cars, unless it's Alexa. Alexa has been a big focus at this conference because of the way people are now choosing music and also talk. You can listen to a lot of this stuff by just saying to Alexa, tune me into Doug Steffen or something like that, and they'll go find the audio, and you can listen to this program or any number of the programs that I do or what you do, Joe. Go, I want to listen to Victoria Keelan. Okay, they'll find Victoria Keelan's audio, and wow, that's what gets played on Alexa. It's, you know, it's a pretty fascinating
reality. Well, it reminds me of what you were talking about, though, when you have downtime. When is it? Where is it? It's in the car, and I know that the Evil Thoughts podcast, I do. People send me pictures of it up on their dashboard. It's designed for when you're in your car, really, so that you have 18 minutes every day, you know, either when you're going to work or coming home. I mean, that's what it's designed. By the time you're home, you got other options, too, as well. But in your car is when you can, that's when I pounce.
Well, one of the other things that we were talking about here at this convention is something that's been a part of the car shows also, and CES, the cars of the future that have no steering wheel, they have no driver, they just have video and audio.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
right,
like getting into an airplane. You sit in the seat, yeah, and you're going to go wherever you're going to go, and you're going to watch things on your way to work or on your way to the store, or you can listen to things if you want to. It's really amazing how in the next 20, 25 years, this reality is going to change greatly. So,
right,
it's just
right,
sort of
because now,
how we get
right,
our entertainment.
Right, in a car now, you want to listen because you need to be looking to drive. I mean, you may be on to something,
right,
here, Doug, but in the future, now I can get right back into YouTube or be watching Netflix or something from my car because I don't have to be looking out the window anymore.
Yep, that's, it really is amazing, the new world order. All right, number seven on the countdown, a focus on this Russian agent in England who has poisoned he and his daughter. I don't know what comes out of this other than more speculation. The Russians are getting so much ink and pressure and press here.
Well,
there's a Freudian slip from our
news
media. Why? What are we paying so much attention to the Russians for?
Well, you know, I found out, do you know the Russians think that we are meddling in their election? It's coming up, I think, on the 18th or could be the
14th. We probably are.
You know, well, there's a dirty dossier on Vlad. Did you know there's a dirty dossier on Vlad? You know what's in it?
No. What's in it?
There's information that he is not poisoning enough people. That's a joke. Okay. Jeez, you guys, hello. Seriously.
Okay. Next. All right, so let's see here. I'm going to keep moving. The talks that are scheduled for Kim Jong-un and the president, the talks between North Korea and South Korea, talk, but talk is better than the alternative. So are we getting anywhere? Is this just a play? Our own Jennifer Horn, Victoria, had a thought or a theory, if you want to share it with the audience this week, about why this really is going on and what brought it about. Do you remember what she said in context?
I don't actually know. What'd she say?
All right. What she was saying was that this is all a ploy, that Trump's put this all together, or the people around him have put this together. The pressure with the trade talks, pressure a lot of it on China, and they're affected by it. And the reason that China becomes a focus is because they're the main player in getting North Korea to do something other than threaten the rest of the world. So it's sort of a side door or back door way into pressuring the Chinese to get the North Koreans to the table. And coincidentally, in the same week as the policy on trade was announced, lo and behold, there's a meeting scheduled between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And did
it
work?
If that happens, I don't know, yeah. Like we said, Rex Tillerson, he said that that's a long ways away and that's not going to happen. So it wouldn't be the first time that Tillerson and Trump are not on the same page, but we'll
right,
see how that goes.
Working for the man. 43 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. This is something that's very good for people. The information I'm about to lay on you is for all of you who are active online, because many of us are upset to find things online that aren't true, we don't like, and we are frustrated because we don't know how to change it. We don't know how to fix it. Well, if that's the case with you, I have some advice. And it wraps itself around a company called Reputation Defender and one of their security and privacy routines called Executive privacy. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, makes the web safe for you and your family. With Reputation Defender's executive privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. We've got so much stuff that's about, I mean, you go, I Google myself sometimes, I'm amazed at what kind of information there is, page after page after page. And yeah, some of it may be right, some of it may not be right. I don't think there's anything defamatory, but from time to time, things have been said about me with regard to what I'm doing to save my farm in Framingham, and I didn't like it, so I called Reputation Defender, had them do some work, clean it up. Call 844-432-4886 and ensure that you and your family's personal information is safe. Make that call, 844-432-4882. Don't let people take advantage of you. Reputation Defender's executive privacy special packages are there just for you because you're listening to this program. So when you call 844-432-4882, use the code or say Doug when they ask you how'd you hear about it. Just say Doug. You can go online to reputationdefender.com/Doug to learn more about it. Don't wait. Take control of your image. Go to reputation.com/Doug.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
47 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan.
Yes, sir.
The focus on Stormy Daniels and her dimples. Amongst other things. You realize
you're the only one who ever mentions her dimples.
I know.
Well, are they real? I mean, isn't that the issue?
Well, I think there are a lot of issues here. Stormy Daniels is number two this week on the countdown. That really is an elevated position for her to be in. Is there something to this? Is it going to be, will it go away? Does this make for good or kind of raucous? I don't know. How do you describe a conversation about a prostitute or an ex-movie star, not ex-former, I mean ex-rated movie star, who supposedly had some fun with the now president? Is it just one step removed from Bill Clinton and his mom?
Well, if he lies about it, that's what got him Clinton impeached. So if, you know, if Trump goes under oath and lies about it and then it turns out...
Why would he go under oath? Why would he be in that position?
He won't go under oath.
He wouldn't, but I'm just saying, like, that's the similarity between Clinton and...
What I don't get, though, did she take... If she took the check, I was doing some research yesterday on Stormy Daniels.
I'm sure you were.
Oh, yes, I was. And she's worth $4 million. I don't know whether they have a house or she's married. What's the $130,000 for? What, a new car or something like that? I'm just wondering, she took the check, but why? If she wants to speak so bad,
well, she
what I want to know is, did she contact him just before the election? I go, hi, Donald, remember me?
No, In Touch Magazine. No. What happened was, in a nutshell, what happened was they had the affair, and then nothing happened after it. And so it was fine. Then he starts running for president, and In Touch magazine had been sitting on the story for a really long time. And then it became interesting. It wasn't interesting back then because no one cared. But then it became interesting because he was going to be president. So then they killed the story, and the way that they were able to do that, also this lawyer, the Trump's lawyer, went and paid her $130,000. She and Trump signed an NDA, but they didn't use their real names. So they use like...
But Trump, Trump didn't really sign it. Yeah.
That's exactly what she's saying.
Thrills and chills, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Joe Crummies at evilthoughts.com. Victoria, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's our privilege and pleasure to present to you the big tech stories. It's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan here to go through the top 5 items that have made news in our conversational, things that affect or impact you in terms of technology. And at number 5, there's a credit card scam to be aware of. What's the story?
Yeah, well, if someone steals your credit card number and runs up a huge bill quickly, it's always very obvious.
Did I tell you that happened to me this week? Did I tell you that story?
I think you said that there were some charges you didn't go into detail, but I think you did mention there were some charges there. Did they cancel your card, or did they just monitor the charges?
No, they told me I'd get my money back, and they sent me a new card. I cut up the old one. But it's just when you open up the mail and you see that, it's unnerving.
Of course, yeah.
Very.
And you probably don't check online regularly, do you?
No, I don't.
That's something, that's the whole point of this story. So this new scam, what it is, if you have any recurring charges, whether it's for Spotify or Netflix or just a regular banking charge, anything that's a regular charge every month that you have a subscription to, that's going to put you in jeopardy with this new scam. Now, you don't need to change your subscriptions at all, but you do need to monitor your cards, because you might notice that if you pay $9.99 a month for Netflix, a few days later, there might be another Netflix charge that says $2.39, and then maybe there's another one that's $5. What that is, that's a scam that is actually siphoning money off of your credit card little bits at a time, but it's like such a spider web and a network that these hackers have attached to all these subscriptions. And if you think about it, it's a slow way to make a lot of money, but it's still a very efficient way for them to take money off your credit card. And most people don't even notice, because if they know they have a subscription to Netflix, they see the word Netflix and they go, oh, that's nothing. And so this is something to really look out for. Checking your statement on paper in the mail once a month is not really enough. If you do insist on doing that, make sure you go through the whole statement with a fine-tooth comb and call your credit card company immediately if you see any duplicate charges for any of your subscriptions.
Good advice. Number four this week on the countdown to number one in Tech Talk, Lyft and Uber are helping you out if you need to get to the doctor.
Yeah, Lyft and Uber together, well, not together, but at the same time, are launching these different rideshare programs to help people make it to their doctor's appointments. And they say every year, 3.6 million Americans miss medical appointments because they don't have transportation. And, of course, this mostly affects the elderly, and it affects people in the poorer and lower economic areas. And so missed appointments cost the healthcare system more than $150 billion a year. So Lyft, and through their concierge program, and Uber has another program that they're both doing. They're working with these health providers to schedule rides for you. Lyft will actually let you schedule it up to a month in advance, and you can share a ride with other people to make the bill less, or you can have your own ride, just like a regular Lyft or a regular Uber trip. And they say that all in all, they estimate that 7 million patients will be helped by these services, so it's
wow.
Great.
I have been using Uber a great deal this week, and I found them to be very satisfactory.
Yeah.
And last night, as I was walking out of the restaurant, I went to Uber. Richie's looking at me and said, I'm proud of you. Because I could use Uber.
Oh.
it's a good function. It's very handy,
yeah.
And they're not expensive.
We use Lyft all the time in the city. It's great.
Yeah. All right, number three here is a focus on Apple. Why they're doing this, I don't know, but they must think there's some money in it. So what are they doing?
This is interesting. Apple is working on a line of high-end over-the-ear headphones. So those are like the larger cans, as we call them in radio. And they're going to go up against Beats. Which is Beats, we used to be called Beats by Dre, and that was Dr. Dre's headphone line, which Apple spent like $6 billion buying. So they're now, Apple is now making their own headphones to go against their own company, which when they bought Beats. It's very bizarre. But they want to rival Bose, and they want to, apparently people who are Apple fans with the Apple Pods, they want to have an Apple-branded headphone. So that's where they're headed.
Okay, number two is a focus on your nose.
Yes, plastic surgeons are warning to not take your selfies so literally, because your nose looks 30% bigger in selfies, and yet they have noticed a huge spike in people wanting nose jobs based on their selfies. So take a step back, everybody, and don't get a nose job.
Those of you who are wondering about Alexa and her laugh, this is something that's actually number one this week in the tech story world.
This was the number one trending tech story this week. Alexa, of course, the virtual digital assistant, has been laughing uncontrollably for no reason. And Amazon has actually said, we're aware of it, we're working on it, we're going to fix it. But apparently some people are really creeped out enough that they unplugged Alexa completely.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to wait for the download of the new software.
The laugh. Alexa's laugh.
It's creepy.
It is kind of creepy. Yeah, it sounds like a female version of Boris. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $3,000.
$347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.